Luke 23:35-43. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. King of hearts, secular kings, real princes and princesses. One, the true king of hearts. We don't have kings in our country, and so we don't really get what Christ as king really means or what the kingdom of God is really all about. What helps even less is our misconception of what a true king actually is. We get this from the earthly kings we have heard about in history or in the movies. These were really fake, self-serving kings who were corrupt often, and with their pomp and circumstance, often abused their power and authority over others. Jesus, however, is a different type of king, a type the world has never seen. Jesus, the true King and Lord of the universe, shows us what a real king ought to be by turning everything we thought about kingship upside down. Instead of being rich and haughty, Jesus is a loving king with a gentle and humble heart who was born not in a rich palace, but rather in a poor stable. While subjects usually serve the king, our king chose to serve us, his subjects, as he came to serve and not to be served, and so taught us that true greatness is not measured by power or prestige or possession, but rather through humble service. While some may die for a good king, our king suffered and died for us. He came not to establish a bunch of rules and regulations to control us, but rather revealed only one law, which frees us, which is to love others as he loves us. He came not to conquer lands, but hearts with his mercy and kindness. His kingdom is not of this earth, but rather is a heavenly kingdom, which is within us and has no end. Jesus desires, therefore, to reign in our hearts through love, if we only invite him in. 2. Secular kings. If we're honest, we can admit we don't always invite and allow the true king to reign in our hearts. Many serve the three secular kings, and we worship and give homage to and serve him or them. There are three powerful secular kings who we often worship. And what are they? Self, sex, or science? And which one, we can ask, really rules in us and reigns our hearts more? 3. Princes and princesses. Most of all, Jesus came to show us how to take up, embrace, and transform our crosses through love. Knowing only love can save, Jesus willingly wore a crown made of thorns and sacrificed himself on the throne of the cross in order to redeem us and open the way to heaven and salvation for all of us. In pouring out his blood on the cross and offering it to us every Mass, our King invites us to drink of it and become princes and princesses, if you will, joining his royal bloodline to ours, and so empowering the reign of love to course through our veins. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember, heaven is our goal.